The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. But today, you just have Carl Bott. Linda is in Sacramento with her parents, visiting her parents. She's helping them out with some things they're getting ready to do before they accomplish, before they leave on a trip. So I am kind of like in the sense of batching it, but not really, because she already told me. She says, I know what you're going to do. As soon as I leave, you're going to go into the kitchen. You're going to reach in the cupboard, and you're going to pull out a can of Vienna sausages. And I said, do you think I would do that? And I just put it completely out of my mind until like 15 minutes after I was home. And then I pulled out a can of Vienna sausages, and El Killer and I knocked it off. So she was right. Okay, hey, it's 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's September the 26th. It's Monday. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live.
Enjoy those nitrates.
Enjoy those nitrates. I tell you what, I feel like I could live longer now because, I had so many preservatives in me yesterday. I mean, I could go for another 100 years. KCNR1460.com is our chat room and our web, and you can listen to us live as we stream. And I'm, of course, here with Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl. Our week starts off warm, gets a little warmer, then drops off. Today's high will be 99 degrees. Tomorrow, look for it to peak at about 100 to 104, depending on where you're at. Overnight lows will be in the 60s. Wednesday, though, we start a declining trend. And as we get actually to Friday, we'll see a mostly sunny sky and a high not even breaking the 80-degree mark. So it looks like the last gasp for summer. Right now it is 61 degrees in Reading, no rain on the radar, and this is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right, a veteran-owned company right here in the North State. Chuck and Judy Kenny have had this company for years, and they have discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Okay. Hey, you know what? Starts off a little sad. Arnold Palmer passed away, 87 years old. And I think the headline that talked about it, golfer of the people. And I think Arnold Palmer appealed to the Joe golfer guy, the guy that's never going to break 100, but they were out there playing and they enjoyed it. You know, blue collar guys, you know, went out on weekends and played with their buddies. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not the ones at the elite country clubs and all this, but once guys out there in the 9-hole golf courses and the city golf courses, and they just love to play. And Arnold Palmer really did appeal to them. He was a guy out of Pennsylvania. And he would charge, you know, they would do the charge. And here comes Arnie. And famous, loved, I mean really loved by the people. You had other people. He played with Jack Nicholson, who is, you know, the Golden Bear, who was also, you know, an outstanding golfer, a great golfer. And they would duel. When they came back, when they'd be putting the same foursome or same twosome in the finals, people would just love that. And Arnold Palmer was just, you know, as he had, you know, the drink, I think it's the iced tea and the lemonade. It's called the Arnold Palmer. So, it's called the Arnold Palmer. Everybody had that. So it was a lot of different things that this man stood for. And he's got golf courses all over the world. He passed away.
Yeah.
87. That's too bad.
Well, an excellent career and a fairly good run, as such things go.
He did. And you know what? And why not? And he left with a good legacy. He left with people with the epitaph of golfer of the people. I mean, really, when you think about it, that's outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what'd you do this weekend?
A few things around the house, mostly domestic stuff. Brenda, this is the last weekend of her working weekends over for the Forest Service. She goes back on a more rational schedule where we occasionally get to see each other. We've been on opposing schedules for about a month.
That could be
now.
Good or bad.
Yeah.
That's good or bad. You know.
Yeah. On Friday, we're going to go to Paisano Days, and then...
Paisano Days on Friday down there at Tiger Field.
And pick,
or South City Park.
And pick up dinners. Yeah, pick up dinners from the girls to have on Saturday, the German dinner.
Well, I tell you what, it's the 30th classic. Anniversary of the Classic Cafe, and it's German dinners down there Friday night. You know, there's just, you know, two great places to go to. But see, you can always go to Paisano Days on Sunday.
We could. We have.
Saturday.
Yeah. We have tickets to Friday night's spaghetti feed. So
I tell you what, you can't beat that.
Yeah, and there's something at the Cascade we're going to this week, and I can't for the life of me remember what
it is. Well, it's Chris Christopherson on Thursday.
No, it wasn't that one.
Well, Chris Christopherson's coming. Sold out. If you don't
great
have,
shows.
Speaking of Cascade, Riders in the Sky. I have never seen them. I've seen them advertised, and I've seen them in other things, Riders in the Sky. I tell you, it is a thoroughly enjoyable show. These four guys are great. Where, you know, you've got the guitarist, you've got the accordion, okay? You have an accordion player in this group. It's great. The fiddler who was just brought into the Fiddler's Hall of Fame. And then the bass guy. And his name is Too Slim. He said, that was 40 years ago. They've been together 40 years. He said, I was Too Slim 40 years ago. Now I'm just right. So, but they played, you know, it was a tribute to Roy Rogers. I know it sounds hokey, but it's not. The way they bring it off is really good. And they said, okay, you know, they're at the end, okay, call out songs and we'll sing them. And they're calling them out, different ones. And he goes, Surfing USA. And then they, you know, so everybody's laughing. And then they start playing, you know, one of the cowboy songs. And then they break into Surfing USA by the Beach Boys. And it was great. The harmony was great. It was really good. And people are applauding and laughing and cheering. And Too Slim looks over at Ranger Doug.
Ranger Doug.
Ranger
love
Doug.
It.
And says, you know, for 40 years, we've been playing the wrong music. So, anyway, Riders in the Sky. Again, at Cascade Theater. It's a great event. Okay. A lot of things to talk about today with presidential debate. The protests are still going on in Charlotte. And an incident happened in Georgia at Walmart, of all places, concerning a policeman and a birthday cake.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I know. It's remarkable. And also the people that now are refusing to stand for the national anthem. Two Navy sailors refused to stand for the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Lost the clearance, getting court-martialed, or getting office hours.
Yeah.
They're getting hammered for it.
Yeah.
As well they should. This is not peewee football or, you know, just want to sit down in the
stands.
They are
not overpaid NFL guys.
Yeah. Like this. They have taken an oath to defend this country. And not standing for the national anthem just isn't going to make it in the military. We haven't gone that far.
No.
Even though
the great
I can't help
experiment.
But think... Is it the Department of Defense at the highest levels are going, oh, gosh, oh, man, you know, maybe we should just make this if you want to stand up and if you want to salute. If you want, you know, if you don't want to, I mean, come on. You know, diversity.
If we've gone that far down the rabbit hole, we are in serious trouble.
If they haven't done that. And she's complaining. The one woman's complaining. they took away my clearance and they gave me office hours, and you know, just because you know this is a racist society, and I'm not going to stand up for this flag. And I'm thinking, you're 6 years in, you took all the money, you took the training, and now you're not going to do it.
You want a colorblind military, which means
as much
the
as possible.
Rules apply universally.
And you got to look at the military as being one of the most colorblind institutions there is. I mean, if you look at the number of men and women that are promoted and, you know, of all colors, races, ethnic groups, everything. And you know what? It's not perfect, but I tell you what, it's a lot more perfect than you have out in the, you know, in the civilian world.
Yeah. So you don't get to have it both ways.
Can't have it both ways. I had and there's a lot of stories there. Anyway, we're going to take a break, but this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. If it's fall, life is starting to slow down a little bit. All those aches and pains that you all those aches and pains. Well, you know, for most of us, it slows down. Anyway, that's why you want to talk about getting your best quality sleep, and that's why I really love my Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. it doesn't change, but sometimes after I've worked out and I need a little more ease, a little more comfort, I can drop that down to 40. My sleep number setting then is 40. And I can tell you what, I've never slept better than I have on this bed, ever. And we've been associated with Sleep Number now for, what, well over 2 years. And they also have pillows, and they sent me a pillow. And I tell you what, that is the Sleep Number pillow. It keeps you know, it retains its shape, keeps cool. And I sleep on that because, you know, as a lot of people know, that I had damaged some vertebrae on one of my jumps that I came in a little bit hard on. And but since I've started using that pillow and sleeping in a little bit different position, that neck pain has gone away. It's just gone away. I mean, I can say that. I mean, I don't know if it'll work for everybody like that, but it sure works for me. And Sleep Number, with the Sleep IQ technology, it helps you, tells you which way to maybe take off some of the numbers or add some of the numbers. You're not going to beat anything. Right now, a queen Sleep Number matches with Sleep IQ technology. With Sleep IQ technology.
There's an app for that.
It starts at under $1,100. That's right, $1,099.98. And you think about this, made in America, guaranteed, and you're not going to find a better bed. Rated number one by Consumer Reports. Head on down to Target Shopping Center, see Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals down there in the Sleep Number store. 7:18 in the morning.
What do you do after a good night's sleep? You wake people up.
I wake people up. Hey, we come back. I want to talk about a couple other things, including 31 women in a concealed carry class. Let me tell you about that.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Remember your past by celebrating it today. The Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Celebrate with beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the history of our people and land. Proudly sponsored by Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Brought to you by this station and other great sponsors. For information, call 225-8979 extension 1111 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Walk in the Park. With a Pomeranian, a Dachshund, a Golden Retriever, and a Pug, Brandon always has his hands full. No matter where he goes, he can always rely on Tri-Counties Bank's service with solutions, even when he's on the run. He can easily fetch the cash he needs at more than 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs nationwide, make smartphone check deposits in a flash, and check his finances online from a park bench while the dogs check out the squirrels. With convenient access to his accounts, branches throughout Northern and Central California, and real bankers to call 7 days a week, Brandon's finances are a walk in the park. Over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, mobile and online banking, service that's always by your side. For personalized problem solving anywhere, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bob. Linda's on a road trip to Sacramento, visiting with the Innies and my in-laws, her parents, and rest of her family down there for a day. Be back tomorrow.
Very class people.
She's going, very nice people. And they're going to, she's going to be back in time for the State of the City luncheon tomorrow at noon. By the way, this portion of the show is brought to you, speaking of State of the City, Home Helpers, which helps our city stay, maintain itself. Home Helpers with Sharon Clark. Give her a call at 226-8350 if you want the finest care for your loved ones, whether it's a short-term, say somebody's had a surgery, maybe a broken leg, and they can't get around the house as well as they used to, and then you just have somebody stop in, maybe make sure everything's okay, make sure the house is clean. And then, of course, the long-term in-home patient care. Because people really, really love staying at home. They're happiest at home. And Sharon handpicks every one of the people that works for her. They're all insured, bonded, background checks. You've got them all. Home Helpers, 226-8350. Now, tomorrow, you have Quebeca is going to be at the Shasta Live 2016-2017. Concert series. That's right. And Quebeca is going to be at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. And Quebeca is Cuba Aquatic is penchant for esoteric instruments and classically trained jazz background, which seem worlds away from Rebecca Lowe's love of Broadway shows, but somehow they make it work. An acclaimed Broadway musical vocalist and a spectacular vibraphone virtuoso. Multi-instrumental. Anyway, this is going to be a lot of fun. And it's going to be tomorrow night at the Cascade Theater, and I have two tickets. Give us a call, 605-4567. That's right. I have
two
tickets.
Lines are open now.
Lines are open now, 605-4567. All right. Hey, as you know, I teach concealed carry classes. And I teach in the women's only classes, and I teach for Northern Firearms Instruction, of course. 31 women. 31 women in this class yesterday, Bad Bob. And
bad guys beware.
Well, I tell you what, it's such an interesting time because they're all interested. You have some that can shoot. This the one lady, she has a revolver, and it's a 357, but she was shooting 38s until it became qual, when because you have to finish up with a test, a shooting test, naturally. And she brings out the 357s, Bob. Oh, my gosh. Whoa, when she fires that first one off, I'm helping somebody next to her. And I tell you, we both just like, whoa. So I put her just a little bit in front. I mean, still behind the line. So I said, yeah, when you turn that bear loose, and she hit 30 out of 30 with it. wonderful. But everybody qualified. We had a lot of people. And then there's a gentleman from one of the brokerage houses. Merrill Lynch came in and offered a gun in a shootout. So anybody that had a perfect score had an opportunity to do a compete in a quick shootout, and the winner won a pistol.
Wow!
How about that? Yeah, Merrill Lynch. So that was pretty cool. And the other part was that it's just a joy when you're working with you're teaching women to shoot. And to see how they progress a lot faster than men. Because most women don't have a bad habit. They haven't been, you know, they're not experts. And they're not self-proclaimed experts. So it was
nobody's
really
going to tell me what to do.
Yeah, I know. And so they come up, they shoot, you show them how to take the, a lot of them, too, you know, one of them says, I'm really mad at my husband. I said, maybe you should not be taking this class. You know, I said, my gosh, I don't. Am I going to be called as a material witness? She said, no, that's not what I mean. She said, on my grip, on how to grip the pistol. She said he taught me how to exactly the opposite of what you taught me. You know, and so I just couldn't shoot well. And then I used the grip that you taught me and how you breathe and all these things, and she just killed the target. You know.
a lot of old schoolers still go with the cup and saucer approach, which went out of style 20 years ago.
Anyway, to the ladies that were in the class, we never mentioned names, of course, but you all did great, and I was proud of everyone. One of them, I thought, well, you know what? I'm not sure she's going to pass the first time around, but I tell you what, we switched guns with her, and she hits 30 out of 30 on the final test, so you can't get any better than that. It was just a great day, a safe day. For us, it's always safety. Mm-hmm. And then the techniques of shooting and all this. So, anyway.
They bested me. I did 28 out of 30. I had two go wide, but...
I can't believe that.
Yeah, my wife beat me.
I can't believe it.
My pride withstood it.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Hey, this Thursday, the Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council candidate forum is going to be conducted at 6 p.m., and you're going to be able to get real full answers to your questions, not questions the candidates have in advance and not questions the campaign has submitted. No notes, just real answers. And speaking of that, the Tate's going to be with us at 8 o'clock. And, you know, we're getting them on a lot. And people like the idea is that we have them on. We don't endorse people. We don't even go, you know, when they have you get invited to all these meet and greets. We don't go to those either, because as soon as you show up at one, you've got to show up at all of them. And you know our schedule. I'm not going to show up at all of them, so I'm not going to show up at one of them. And so there. Okay. Ducky Derby. 35,514 ducks dropped, buddy.
Not bad.
35,000. They have given, because of Ducky Derby, has given $4.3 million to this community. 180,000 last year. Reading East Rotary handed it out. But 35,514 ducks. If you have not ever watched this, you've got to just, you know what, this should be on your bucket list, just to go watch 35,000 ducks fall from the Diesel Horse Bridge into the water.
Yeah. I guess it's been almost 10 years, went out on one of the boats.
Lots of little quackers out there.
Yeah. We were very close to the dumpster when they let that thing go, and the sound that these things make falling through the air, and then these little tiny ducks make a big splash.
Oh, it's like
this.
It's like a whoa.
Yeah.
Like that. It's coming at you.
And they're everywhere.
It's almost like a little tornado coming at you.
And the netting technique.
But
they get them all.
They never have one that gets past them. Yeah. They get them all. How do you catch 35,000 ducks out there in the river? I've seen them. But they get out in the boats and have their nets and everything. I mean, they catch every one of them.
It looks
bad when it's going downrange and you got 1,000 ducks heading for the ocean.
Heading for Red Bluff.
Yeah, going for Red Bluff. Watch out, Red Bluff. Here they come. A
great event, though, that raised money for those kids, and good job all the way around.
You know, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk about presidential debates. We want to talk about protests that are going on, talk about football a little bit in the sense of who's doing a good job, just a little bit on that. I want to talk about rookies in football, and you just got to love these guys. And what else? Oh, we got a few other things I think we're going to be talking about. And, of course, like I said, Leah Tate's coming on at 8 o'clock. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Pastor Terry Oxley of True Life Church in Bella Vista. It should be more obvious today than ever before how desperately we, the people of this country, need to have a living relationship with Jesus Christ. Let's be honest. All hell is breaking loose in this once great country. Unless we get back to the faith that made our country great, we will lose it forever. Without a strong Christian faith, our courts will have no standard to judge by. Our politicians will become corrupt, and our Constitution, with its laws and protections, will be lost. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m., and we are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit us at our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. Do you remember
when it first started? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl, Linda Bott, Linda is down in Sacramento visiting parents today. So you've got me and Bad Bob. 7:32 in the morning, 59 degrees, going up to 102 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. Tell you what, it's going to be 102 today. So instead of running around outside sweating, you can go into Wellgate Sports Club, which is a great place to go to. And it's air conditioned. And then you can work up a sweat there. I'm not sure. You know, it's kind of, you know, dichotomy there. You know, you go in where it's nicer, it's a nicer conditions, but then you work harder, I guess. That, and then you've got anything you can walk to. They've got the saltwater pool there. They've got the Bohem Spa. This is truly a sports club, Wellgate Sports Club. Got everything you can imagine, including great, great professional trainers and a super atmosphere, Wellgate Sports Club. Corner of Eureka and Court Street. Give them a call, 768-1205. And I'm here with a first-time guest. First time that he's been here with us, Jack Potter, who is the chairperson of Redding Rancheria. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just enjoying the morning. Well, glad to be up.
It is. You know, 59 degrees.
Yes.
Enjoy it now. You know, we can't say enough about how much we appreciate what you all do for our community.
Thank you. We appreciate doing all the things you do to help our community because we believe that this is still our country. This is Wintu country here, and as Wintu people, we like to provide for our area.
Well, adopt me. Take us all in. Annex us, because obviously you're doing something right that maybe a lot of the other rest of the country is not.
Thank you.
We've had, of course, Marie on, and Linda's been, you know, she's always a judge for Dance with the Stars, and then Gary's been on a lot, talking about it. He's been, one of my co-hosts before, and of all the, I guess we can say millions of dollars that you all have provided to our community over the years.
Yeah, and Gary is a great leader of our casino, and
right.
Without him and his role, we probably wouldn't be able to accomplish a lot of things we're able to.
Well, you know, but it comes from the heart.
Yeah.
And that comes from the heart of you and the Wintu. Okay, but you got something big coming up there this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend, September 30th, which is Friday, Saturday and Sunday, is our 26th annual Stillwater Powwow, which is one of our main cultural events for the community. Sharing of culture, crafts, food. The food is good. You got to have the res dog.
The res dog. Okay, I must have missed that one.
Rod Lindsay from out in Central Valley, he makes it. It's like a fry bread wrapped around a hot dog and then deep fried, and you have cheese and salsa that you dip it in. It's a good thing.
Oh, it sounds dangerous.
Oh, it is. But
it isn't good. It's good.
Yeah, it's good. It's necessary at this time of year. It's how we put our winter coats on.
Well, some of us have to worry about that here. Bob's trying to take his winter coat off, and I'm trying to shed. But you're right. Mm-hmm. You know, when I hear something like that, I mean, that just almost you have to do that. You have to try that.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Great. Okay. Now, what? Tell everybody if they have not seen this before. What Stillwater Powwow is.
Stillwater Powwow. It started 26 years ago out at Shasta College. It was a community powwow. Then after about 3 or 4 years, they contacted the rancheria for funding and stuff, and slowly we took it over because it's one of the major things, and the cost to run it is about $55,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we fundraised and everything throughout the year, but it shares shows different dancing from grass to jingle, traditional, mm-hmm. all kinds of styles. And the powwow was something that was established because when Indians were taken off to boarding schools and stuff, and then when they went to try to come back home to their villages and stuff, the elders were like, no, you know, you learn different ways now. And, you know,
when they put them in these boarding schools, cut their hair, wouldn't let them speak native language. Took away their heritage. Totally.
That's correct. And so they came up with powwows as a way to, you know, still do something native and get together and stuff. And so that's why powwows, you know, it's not of our area, but it's like something that traveled throughout Indian country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way of getting Indians together again.
Okay. Now, how many different nations come together for something like this?
I think last year there was about 62 different tribes.
62?
Well, maybe not the whole tribes, but tribal members from those areas that were represented at Stillwater Powwow.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what would you want people to take away from this?
Besides
the res dog, which of course everybody's going to have to try now. But to, you know, when you come to see this, and it's beautiful, first of all, the regalia and the dancing and drums and just the manner of what you see.
What I would hope people would take away from it is to see the beauty in all the regalia and everything, and that when you look at those people dancing, it's a soul that's trying to repair itself, and that's why they do what they do.
That's really touching there. A soul that's trying to repair itself. It's still, the repair job's still going on, huh?
Yeah. It'll take, I don't know, who knows how long.
Who knows? It took a long time to get here.
Yeah.
Do you see things that are getting better?
Yeah, and also another thing we're working on. Last year, the Shasta Historical Society reached out to few select Native Americans in the community, some people from Redding Rancheria, some people from the Winnemem-Wintu tribe, mm-hmm. some people from the Wintu tribe and the Pitt River tribe. And we've been working on Indigenous Peoples Day, which will be coming up this year, October 22nd. And they said that they believed that Shasta County history didn't just start in 1849. They wanted to reach out to the Native American community so we could share some of our stuff. And so this will be the second annual Indigenous Peoples Day, October 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 5 out on in front of the Cascade Theater. And at 1 o'clock, we will be performing our second annual show. This year, it is on damming history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to have some things, factual stuff from the archives mm-hmm. about the massacres, and show some of that stuff. And it's a good event.
Damning history. Okay, yeah. I see what you mean. You know, the people don't realize that history did start before 1849.
Yeah.
And I find it interesting that and when you read some of the books, when we read history books, I mean, this is where it starts. And a lot of things are glossed over. I think more is being included now, finally.
Yeah.
Into what's happened in it. Have you thought about a museum?
we just
have you ever thought about that? I mean, just maybe not, you know, but one that kind of encompasses all the different tribes in the area.
Yeah, last year we had our what we call our like next 10-year plan,
mm-hmm.
and so that is one of the things. It was tribal council, tribal members, community members like the mayor and different people
sure.
that came out, and that's one of the things that came out of it, and that's what we're working for is a cultural center to house all of our basket collection, all of our artifacts, and plus maybe have a living village so we could show our way of life and everything how it was back then.
I think it's a great idea. I think the more people learn that, you know, that especially when things that they can see, the better, you know, the more appreciation they have for the culture.
Yeah.
So I think that's great.
Yeah, it'll be a great thing.
But this weekend's going to be great.
Oh, it is going to be great. I can't wait.
Okay, what's your second favorite past the res dog? I tell you what, Indian fried bread. Sorry, but that I could sit there and eat that all day. I can't because then I'd have to be carried out.
Yeah.
But the Stillwater Powwow is just outstanding for my friends who have not seen this yet. You need to go out there and enjoy it, and it's a great family event. So what time does it start? All the
grand entry on Friday is at 6 o'clock. And that's when you'll see all the dancers and the marching in of the traditional flag and the state flags and nation flags. And so that starts at 6 o'clock with an opening blessing and a welcome. And then the dancing begins until I believe about 11 o'clock that night.
Oh my gosh.
Then Saturday there's two grand entries, 12 o'clock noon and at 6 o'clock again.
Okay.
And then Sunday at noon.
And then Sunday at noon. Okay. And the so people can kind of come and go and come back and watch this. Do you, is there any favorite part you have to this, Jack? I mean, you are the chairperson here. You are the leader of Wintu. So you have a special thing you like?
Oh, probably the last day. Knowing that we got it behind us and
okay. I can live with that one. Okay, it's over. Everybody's happy, you know, and you can kind of, you know, yeah, and clean up the place.
Yeah, but then as soon as that last day, we're already starting the powwow committee meets again and is planning the following year. But probably the best part is seeing the young kids, the little kids, they call them tiny tots, and they're anywhere from just barely walking out there in regalia and just, you know, listening to the drum and coming up with their own steps and stuff. And that's what's beautiful, because that's how we're going to get back to being complete.
That sounds, you know, this is great. Jack Potter, I'm so happy that you're here today, and I'm glad that we were able to have you on. And, you know, so we can, you know, thank the Rancheria for everything you all do for our community, of course, but also to talk about the Stillwater Powwow. I don't think people realize is that, you know, they may look at it as, oh, okay, Native Americans dancing, but it's a lot more than that. It's recapturing history. It's teaching the youth about their past.
Yeah.
Something that maybe they haven't had that opportunity to do.
Yeah, that's true. And also, right before the powwow starts on Friday, we have a Honored Elders Dinner on Thursday at Wind River Casino in the Event Center. It's $10 a plate. I think we went with pork loin this year, and you get a dinner, entertainment, and stuff. Yeah. We have four Honored Elders, Betty Comis, who's a Wintu, Valerie Estrada, who is a Mono Paiute, Deborah Sargent, who is a Wintu and Klamath Indian, and Karen Hart, who is a Wintu.
Okay, and that's Thursday night. That's the that's a dinner for the honoring the elders.
Yeah, Thursday night at 6.
Thursday night at 6 p.m., and you can still buy tickets, I'm sure, at $10
yes.
to get there. Does it cost anything to get into? Or
$2 to get into the powwow.
$2.
So it's a cheap, it's an affordable
family
event, yeah.
You have a great time. Vendors out there and everything.
Oh, the vendors. I save up my money just for the vendors. I love buying the necklaces and stuff. And
yeah, you're just like me. You know, I go to the fair. The ride's not. Yeah, okay, that's fine. I go in to watch. I go in and stop at every vendor's place just to look at it. I love it.
Yeah.
So, Jack Potter, chairperson of the Reading Rancheria here. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
And I hope this isn't the last time. Get you back in here again. We can talk about some plans for the future and get Maria in here.
All right. Sounds good.
Love to do that. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages.
Highway runs into the midnight sun.
Hi, I'm Barry Tippin, Director of Reading Electric Utilities. On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU first at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Like, just do a thing, you know, whatever, and I'll just, you know.
Okay, watch. Had a, not sure what the computer just did to me.
Scary.
Blast you, Bill Gates.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's about 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 59 degrees. We're going up to 102 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business that can take a little bitty chip or crack the size of if it's over 2 feet in length, and he can fix it. He guarantees his work. You're not going to get any better than this. Bob's taking the old Yukon down there to have that looked at. I just saw a little chip on my windshield before it gets cold, because you get water in that, those chips, and it freezes. It'll expand and it'll crack your windshield. So I'm going to get that taken care of here soon. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff Wurst a call at 241-8373. You'll never be sorry. He guarantees his work. Anything happens, just bring it back. Not that it will, but he guarantees his work. That's how confident he is in this. Okay, tonight, they take the gloves off, not that they've been on, and they're going to duke it out. The Don and Hillary. presidential debate, 45 minutes, standing straight up. No breaks for bathrooms. Just put your depends on people and go for it. Now, there's also Monday Night Football. So there's a big question you have to ask yourself. Am I going to DVR the game or the debate?
When I hear her voice, I want to break things. So I think I will pass this time.
Okay, here's my question. Okay, you're out there. We've got 10 minutes before we have our next guest, Leah Tate, coming in here to talk about running for a city council, which will have a direct impact on you as well this presidential election. Lester Holt, he was the moderator. Should he be a fact checker, or should he just be the moderator for the debate? What do you think? What is your opinion on this? Should he be the fact checker? Well, no, Mr. Trump, Hillary did say, Ms. Clinton did say this, or no, Ms. Clinton, you know, Donald Trump did not say that. You know, those kind of things. Should he be doing that, or should he just be moderating it, trying to keep them from hitting each other and keeping them on time?
Absolutely needs to stay out of it and be a neutral party.
Out of it. Okay. What do you think out there in Free Fire Radio Land? Do you think he should get in there and start checking? I just want to remind you about Candy Crowley. This was the jumping of the shark, as they say in TV, when Candy Crowley stepped in and saved Barack Obama during the debate when Mitt Romney had him on the hooks. They're pounding him about his lack of saying of the word terrorism. She breaks in and said, well, no, he used the word terrorist. You know, it turns out once. But she broke in and interceded on Obama's behalf. Changed the whole complexion of the debate at that point. To me, the moderator should just be that. He's not checking. He's not saving. He is saying, I'm sorry, excuse me, but you're out of time. Excuse me. You're out of time. Here. That's it. I'm going to turn off your microphone. You keep this up. You know, I'm sure he won't do that. I'm sure he'll be nicer about that. You know, that's what he should be doing, in my opinion. Now, but there's others out there thinking, you know, do you think he should be interceding? Or do you think he should just stay as a moderator? Give us a call, 605-4567. Weigh in on this.
Well, it's like I, you know, in the mornings we have been listening to NPR because you like to get a broad spectrum. But lately, national propaganda radio, and the reason is, of course, that they don't want to cut off the golden goose, which is what is going to happen if the Democrats do not prevail. The NPR's feed trough dries up. So they have been so much the shill for Hillary lately, it's revolting.
You know, people say that the National Public Radio and all these, you know, public television will get dried up. I don't think that'll happen. I think what'll happen, because under
they
Bush,
like it.
Well, I know, but under Bush, I mean, he could have dried them up, but he didn't do it. I think people will see. Now, on the other hand, I think they may not get as much. However, I mean, if I was the president and I looked down and I said, look, you're National Public Radio, you've got to present both sides. And if you can't do that, I'm sorry, then I'm just going to cut off part of you. I'm just going to keep cutting you back until you get that idea. And I don't care. You know, you can have the furthest left if you want. I don't care, as long as you have the furthest right.
Yeah.
This is taxpayer money. This isn't Free Fire Radio pay the bills here.
Yeah. They're supposed to say that we're not objective, but we're not getting a government paycheck.
That's right. You'd be surprised how objective I could get if I was getting as much money as NPR. You would never know whose side I'm on. It's just like our candidates here in town. Nobody knows who I'm supporting. People ask me, and I don't tell them. You know, we talk about, well, did you go to this meet and greet? And we already talked about that. I don't go to meet and greets because once you go to one, you've got to go to all, and I'm not going to go to all of them. We never endorse anybody here. And that's the way I think. Frankly, I think that's the way the media should be. You look at the Washington Post and the New York Times coming out and saying he is unfit to be president. Donald Trump is unfit to be president. What about Hillary Clinton? Frankly, I think she's unfit to be president. And this is an editorial from me on this station, from this show, not from every show. This is my show. And what I think is that Hillary is spoken. She has lied. She has cheated. She's married to a guy that is a sex addict, I believe. I believe that there is no changing him. The fact that he's back in the White House for and a man that's been found guilty of things, a man who took advantage of an intern that was half his age. If he'd been in the military, he's supposed to be the commander-in-chief, but if he'd been the commander-in-chief, guess what? Busted. Busted and out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But he wasn't. He was the president. And so people think, oh, you know what? He was pretty good. He was pretty good. No. No. He took advantage of women using his position. Now, how women could, you know, kind of like forgive that, I'm not sure. But Hillary now is talking about things going along the same wave, the same economy, and our economy is in the doldrums. You know what? Don't look at Wall Street. Oh, look at Wall Street. 25 companies. It's 25 companies. You know? And so, but what about middle America? What about right here in Redding? You think it's recovered here?
The plywood says otherwise.
I guess so. And then you get into, you know, well, how are you going to change this? Oh, well, you know what? I want to let more illegals in. One of her tweets came from her campaign said that immigration was a right for people from other countries. Was a right. Where does it say that? I had somebody on the show.
Article
say,
which?
I had somebody on the show once say, well, healthcare is a right. Excuse me, I'm not. Where in the Constitution does it say health care is a right? Now, is it something you want to do for people? Okay, you can say that. But is immigration a right? No, of course not. Well, this is what Hillary Clinton wants. She wants to open up the borders even more than they are. She wants to bring in hundreds of thousands of Syrians instead of just thousands. Another problem we have. What kind of vetting is going on? Oh, they've been vetted. What kind of vetting are you talking about? Let me tell you how long it would take to get somebody, when we were working in Iraq, to get somebody vetted. And this is what we had, our intelligence sources there. We were on the ground there to get somebody vetted to come in to be somebody that worked as an interpreter or a translator. It took weeks, if not months, to get them on, get them in and working. And even then, you've had incidences like you'll see somebody that was a trusted agent picks up an AK-47 and kills three or four soldiers around him.
Yeah.
So you think about that, and you think about how hard it is because you don't have, first of all, records are destroyed, people are dead. So when you start asking about Akbar, there's nobody that really knows him. All of it. We think we know him here, and there may be a record back there. How do you vet people like that?
Yeah. You know, those people who buy into the conspiracy theories, you know, that, you know, Obama really sleeps with the Quran under his pillow and
yeah,
Hillary
you know
is really
that's...
a shill for Al Qaeda.
No,
you know what?
No, no, no.
It boils down to power hunger. And how do you maintain power? You maintain the votes. You maintain votes by catering to certain elements. That's simple.
You know, the whole thing, too, is this, in my opinion. Tonight in the debate, Trump needs to hammer on the economy and keeping this country safe. He has got to turn on her and say, you know what? You said you did nothing wrong in Benghazi, yet these people were killed, and you lied to their parents, even though you had said in your own emails the same day. How do you explain that? How do you really explain telling the family that? Of course, then there was the tweet that went out and said he was going to invite Jennifer Flowers to the debate, put her in the front row so she could go up there and she could stare at Hillary. I mean, okay, that's not happening. But I think it was kind of funny.
Oh, speaking
But I think it was kind of funny, though. I mean, if you think about it, well, you're going to invite so-and-so to be there, Mark Cuban. Okay, I'm going to invite Jennifer Flowers.
Have you noted in the 2 minutes we have?
And by the way, Jennifer Flowers with somebody that had a long-term affair with Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Okay, that's if you don't know who she is.
Have you noticed that our local races have taken sort of a nasty turn on Facebook?
What happened?
Yeah, well, just the accusations being thrown about Julie Winter and some stuff about whoever it is that Rocky's supporting, and it's getting vicious on Facebook. If
oh, is it? I am not. You know, I'm about Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, but I will go look at them now, and
yeah.
Because we, you know, frankly, we don't need vicious. We need pulling together, working to make our town a better place, and that's what people should insist on. But you know, it doesn't surprise me. You know, some people are going to get upset.
Yeah.
You know, somebody had a comment the other day, and I'm going to pass it on to Gary, is after they heard him on the show, she said, you know, she had said, frankly, you know, I'm supporting somebody else. But, and I'd seen him at the debate, and I thought he was a one-subject candidate. But after hearing him on the show, I realized that he's got a number of things he's working on. And I thought, yes, that's what the show's about. to let people see that there's more to them than just, you know, just
more than a sound bite.
More than a sound bite. Yeah, listen to it. That was what a great, great comment it was, and I really appreciate that from the lady that wrote that. Okay, 8 o'clock. We got the news. We're going to come back, hopefully with Leah Tate. We'll be right back.
And KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. 6 weeks before the election, it is debate number one tonight for Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. We get more from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The two candidates will take the stage at Hofstra University for a 90-minute primetime debate. And each presidential nominee has weaknesses to try and overcome. Trump needs to prove to voters that he has the policy depth and is fit to serve as commander-in-chief. Clinton needs to demonstrate to a skeptical public that she can be trusted. Tonight's opening debate comes amid a tight White House race. Greg Clugston, New York.
Meantime, Iowa State University political scientist David Anderson says Donald Trump may have a slight advantage going into tonight's debate, all because of voters' expectations.
The only true expectations most people have are that he's going to be really exciting to watch, say some rather nonsensical but exciting things to hear, and he's going to be fun. And if that's the expectation, it's pretty easy to meet.
Well, whether you support Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, some 75 million viewers are expected to participate in viewing that debate tonight, the first of three. The Houston police chief says a suspect who wounded nine people in his shooting today in southwest Houston was a lawyer and that there were some issues regarding his law firm. Police have not yet identified the suspect who was shot and killed by police. The shootings began at about 6:30 a.m. local time. This morning, officers say when they responded, the suspect began firing at them. A teenage surfer in stable condition after being bitten by a shark today at the very same Australian beach where a Japanese surfer was fatally mauled last year.
He was assisted by his friend back to shore and then treated by an off-duty nurse. He's luckily currently in a stable condition, although with a shark bite, it's relatively minor considered the ones we've had here.
That's New South Wales State Police Chief Nicole Bruce. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See RiteAid.com and circular for details.
A wildfire that erupted amid hot, dry conditions and gusty winds in Sonoma County, north of San Francisco, has sent about 90 people fleeing from their homes. Paul Lowenthal of the Santa Rosa Fire Department says fire season is not over yet in the Golden State, no matter what the calendar may say.
We know that we're in fall. We saw the reports on the news that we had the first gustiness snow out in the Sierras this last weekend. However, fire season is still here, and this shows it.
California is still dealing with ongoing drought and hot, dry conditions. The opposite problem, meanwhile, in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, people forced out of their homes because of flooding along the rising Cedar River. Among those forced to pack up and leave yesterday, a not very enthusiastic sounding Sydney Lane.
We have pretty much all of our essential things. Pretty much all of our clothes are with us. So we have her bed. Our bed's still upstairs, but whatever.
Sydney Lane spoke to KCRG-TV. More from townhall.com. Senator Charles Schumer says it's high time that new and better technology was factored into the Federal Communications Alert System for letting people know when there's a major problem going on. He says the wireless emergency system is simply outdated.
It's high time for the FCC
to update our nation's emergency alert system to match today's technology and include photos, which are the best tool to catch possible terrorists on the run.
Golfing great Arnold Palmer has passed away at the age of 87. He died yesterday after complications from heart problems. It was in a 2009 interview that he said he never did mind taking calculated risks when he was playing.
We went for things. We didn't take the shortcuts. We took the, I suppose you could say, the chance.
He was the CEO also of Arnold Palmer Enterprises with businesses around the world. More on these stories to be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bot. Of course, Linda's in Sacramento today helping Mom and Dad. Okay, I'm going to tell you the truth. Where is she? She's in Sacramento. What's she doing? She's helping Mom and Dad pack for their trip to Prague. And this, because they're leaving, she says, I'm not going to see them for a few weeks. So Linda likes to see her parents on a regular basis, and I think that's great. So she's down there helping them pack.
It's Globetrotters.
It's Globetrotters. They are. You know what? 85 and 83, and these people are all the world. I want to be like them when I grow up.
Absolutely.
I want to, and your parents. We're going to get to Leah Tate here in a second. Oh, your parents in there. Okay. Good morning. Welcome back. It's Monday, September the 26th. It's like 6.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Phone lines here are 605-4567 right here at KCNR Free Fire Radio. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here with Bad Bob, who's got the weather.
And summer gets a last blast in as we get get ready to close out the month of September. We're going to see a high of 99 today and possibly up as high as 104 tomorrow. Overnight lows will be in the lower 60s. We do get a break starting on Wednesday, though, as temperatures start to taper down into the mid-90s. Then by Friday, we are down into the mid-70s for a high. So it looks like the worst of summer is behind us. Right now in Redding, it is 64 degrees. Shasta Lake, meanwhile, is standing at 1,000 feet above sea level. That's down 67 feet. And for September, that ain't bad.
That's great. You know, if you drive by there, if you go over the new bridge, you know, the new Antlers Bridge there, which I frankly can't tell a big difference, but that's just me. It's 25, you know, how many million dollars was spent there.
Yeah.
Now, they're doing a lot of construction work up there on the in Trinity, up there around Weaverville, yeah. On the, which I love because I have our trucking companies involved in that one.
Yeah, that's quite a that's quite an improvement for those who grew up driving that particular stretch of asphalt.
Well, I tell you what, and they've straightened those. I mean, it was dangerous. I mean, you're on your motorcycle. I mean, I was making curves going
up
to this.
Well,
I tell you what, I'm scraping my foot pegs and leaving sparks along the way because making turns there.
Yeah.
And you think about it, it's like, whoa, this is just a little bit. This is just a
that
little bit.
That was my one and only major
and
bike wreck.
They're bringing logging trucks down there.
Yeah.
And there you are. You come in, you're making these turns, and you look up, and here comes a logging truck. The logging truck guys know. They know this. They know exactly where they're doing. They're coming through here. You don't have to worry about logging trucks. You have to worry about
you.
Me.
Pocketing his motorhome. By the way, this, all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's starting to get cool. You may want to give them a call. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the best selection of jewelry in town, fair, honest prices, the only trained watch repairman. In the whole area is there at Four Winds Jewelry. Can't say enough about them and Rebecca and Henry and their shop there. Give them a call at 222-2750. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Leah Tate.
Hello, Carl. How are you?
I'm peachy. How are you?
Awesome.
You've been in, of course, candidate for Redding City Council. We were just discussing on Facebook. The fight started. The gloves are off. Thumbs are being stuck into people's eyes.
The fingers are going over the keyboard.
The fingers are going for the keyboards.
Yes.
I call it keyboard courage.
That's as far as it goes.
Yes,
usually.
They are brave on the, they are brave on the keyboards.
Yep.
Or, you know, it used to be phone courage. Oh, you're saying what to me? You want, okay, let's just meet and talk about that.
Let's meet in the boxing ring.
Let's just meet. Well, which, by the way, Leah Tate is not just a psychologist that's helping work with veterans. She also is won the Tough Woman contest down at Wind River in a fist fight.
This is all true.
Did you know that, Bob? Did you know that?
You notice I moved my chair a few inches further away.
You don't.
I like Bad Bob, so we're good.
Okay. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize this about you because, I mean, you're an educated person. And, in fact, let's talk about who Leah Tate is real quick.
Sure.
In case people, you know, they're still not quite putting people and faces together.
Sure. My family moved here when I was two, and my father opened up a neurosurgery practice way back in the day, and that morphed into Patients Hospital of Reading. I went to local schools. I'm a 1993 Shasta High School graduate. I went to UC Berkeley and received my bachelor's in psychology. And then I went on to the California School of Professional Psychology, received my master's and doctoral degree in clinical psychology. I worked at Kaiser in the Bay Area for a few years.
You're Dr. Tate?
I am the Dr. Leah Tate, yes.
I didn't know that part. You know, see, that's something new for me. I never realized you were Dr. Leah Tate with your doctorate in that. I just knew that you were helping and you were down at the VA and all that. This, I'm sorry. It's the first time. Wow. I'm even more impressed.
So I moved back to Reading, home, mm-hmm. in 2008, and I've been working at the Department of Veterans Affairs, and then I also work in the family business at Patients Hospital of Reading with my brother, my father.
Your brother, Dr. Randy Tate?
Yes.
Dr. Leah Tate?
Yes.
Dr. James Tate?
Absolutely. There's three of us. It can be confusing.
But we all know who runs the roost. Yvonne.
You got that.
Okay. We all know.
The matriarch of the family.
There you go.
Yes.
Whose birthday's coming up soon?
Yes. Yes. Friday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Okay. You're running. So why? I always ask this. You know, I mean, why are you running? Why are you running for a position that's not paid? I mean, really.
Right.
You don't need the medical benefits, nope. Obviously. And it, frankly, it's in a time when this city is facing problems that it's never faced before.
Absolutely. So when I moved back in 2008, I got involved with the city charter committee, and that was a discussion that started in 2010, and that was my first look at the political scene of Reading. Fascinating, interesting debate. And then my political, you know, I was involved in the 2014 elections heavily, so that put me...
Yeah, you were backing...
I was campaign manager.
For?
Mr. Weaver.
Okay.
And at that time, that put me into the discussions that the town was having. And right after the last election, you know, I'm looking at Reading, and I consider us in a mental health crisis right now. I'm a mental health professional. I feel like I have expertise outside of working in an office. You know, I've worked at Hurricane Katrina mm-hmm. with no resources, and I feel like we are in the same type of crisis. So I feel like my expertise is just going to be able to help us pull out of where we are right now. I have two young daughters, and, you know, there are four generations of Tate women in this town, and we need to make it better. We need to make it a safe community.
Okay. We're here with Leah Tate, who is running for Reading City Council, and we're going to take a little bit of an early break because I'm going to come back and talk to you about the mental health on this and questions that I have on things that you're looking at. This portion of the show is brought to you, though, by Alliance Heating and Air. The thing about Alliance Heating and Air is that it's still 105. They can still save you. They rescued us. And when it was 110, and we blew the compressor out of our house during a big dinner that was coming in an hour later, as people know. But now it's going to get cold. Now is the time to start checking, making sure your heater's working, that all your filters are clean. They've got a little time to do that because we're in that transition period. These are the people to call. Voted best in the North State for last year, and I can tell you, they are totally professional. They're great people. They're going to come out and help. You can't ask for a better person than Martin. It's a better-known business. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back with Leah Tate.
continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Being a part of the nation's number one window coverings franchise, Budget Blinds, gives you access to more brands and more fashion-forward styles with window treatment options to fit any budget. Jerry is dedicated to giving you design help to create a home that reflects your personality and shows off just how stylish you are. He'll bring samples and swatches of all types of blinds, fabric, and Roman shades to you so you can see how they look in your home before you buy. That beats running from store to store or taking your chances online. He'll measure your windows, do the ordering, inspect your window coverings on delivery, install them perfectly, and empower you with our no questions asked warranty. It's never been easier to get exactly what you want. Bring your questions and comments to the Budget Blinds booth October 1st at the Fall Home Show. Meet Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds team. Get started planning your new custom window coverings today.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. Oh, no, no, I get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get
Welcome
a good feeling.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott here. Linda's down in Sacramento today. I'm kind of like a bachelor, except when you're married, you're never a bachelor. You just
not in the age of texting.
I can throw my not the day of. You know what? I don't have to worry about it anyway. I'm just frightened of her. 18 minutes after the hour.
Good answer. Good answer.
You know what? You know. Not only is she just tough, like a lot of the women here in Reading. By the way, they are tough. They are self-sufficient. They are independent, and they're tough. I taught her to shoot, and she shoots really well. 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here at Free Fire Radio, and it's 65 degrees going up to 102 today. So, you know, this is one of those things where it's been kind of cooler. Don't leave anything in your car that's carbon-based. Don't leave your pets there. Don't leave your kids. Don't leave Granny. Just be aware of everything that you leave in your car. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at kcnr1460.com. Okay, we're here with Leah Tate, running for Reading City Council. Now, you have your doctorate in psychology.
Yes.
You've been helping down at the VA.
Yes.
Down at People's Hospital in this. You've talked about how important mental health is to our city. Other people have commented, wow, that's a county thing. Why are you pushing it here in the city?
And my response to that is twofold. First, I'm not ready to lead the veterans. I like working with veterans. I don't want to give up that job at all. Okay. It's reasonable.
And you're right, because the other one becomes you're getting paid for that.
That's a full-time gig.
You should make that a full-time job.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Yes. It's a full-time position in my mind.
Yeah. Well,
and then the
yes.
other part is that when you talk about mental health, it's all of us. We can talk about territories. That's county monies. This is city monies. But you talk about Measures D and E coming up, and that's going to be shared funding. $1 million from the city, $1 million from the county coming together for, you know, Crisis Stabilization Center money to help all of us. I just don't see it as a territorial issue. I feel like someone on city council needs to have that expertise to work with the county.
It doesn't mean that that's all you're going to do either.
Absolutely not.
And I think that, like we had we talked about it earlier. Let's face it, Gary Cadd talks about unfunded liabilities.
Yes.
People don't realize that there are other things he talks about, but it's unfunded liabilities, unfunded liabilities. With Leah Tate, it's, well, she's going to talk about mental health, and what's that got to do with it? They're not realizing that.
There's other aspects.
But you're right, though. We do need to have somebody that's an expert in this. Let's talk about mental health in our community. Homeless. The number of people being arrested, all of this. How much of this is from a mental health concept? How many just from drugs and, you know?
So mental health, when I talk about mental health, substance abuse is included for a mental health professional. So a lot. We have, you know, we closed our inpatient psychiatric unit way back in 2003 at the place where I used to work. In college, I'd come for the summers and work there, and we closed in 2003. We have seen an increase in mental health issues, substance abuse since then, and that was a long time ago. And I'm not saying we're going to reopen one, but it just gives you kind of a historical marker for mm-hmm. where we were. That unit was packed all the time, of adults and sometimes children.
That's 2003.
It closed, yes. Okay. It was Shasta Psychiatric Hospital. Yes.
Now, how long have you been back this time?
Since this time.
Well, no, I mean,
I left in 93 and came back for good in 2008.
Okay, so about the same time I did.
Okay,
I came back I moved here in 2007.
Okay.
All right, and the difference between 2007 and today is radical. I don't think it's just because you and I moved out back to town.
I hope not.
I hope not. So what's caused this?
So there's a lot of factors. We have poor access. So if someone calls me, and it happens probably once a week, hey, my friend, my brother, my sister is having a mental health issue. They're suicidal, they're psychotic, whatever that may be. We don't have a lot of options. So they can go to the emergency room or they can call the police.
Okay.
And there's no treatment in any of those areas. And so access is definitely an issue. And then we also don't have a ongoing a treatment facility at all. County is very busy. They do house mental health, but they're very busy all the time, you know. So, you know, a lot of time you can't get a same-day appointment or things like that.
So are you advocating opening up some kind of mental facility at the city?
I don't think we're there at all. But what I am advocating for is passing Measures D and E. I think that is where our community has an opportunity to change the entire landscape of our city. So
the D and E, D, of course, when it says for public safety with more police, more fire, mental health.
And jail.
The jail. And I want to talk about that for a second. But it says, and other public safety mm-hmm. measures. Is that homelessness, public safety?
You know, it could be. It could be. Right now, you know, you read the paper as much as I do. The homeless discussion has transformed from where it started. You know, we have a councilwoman who's put a lot of time, a lot of hours into working on that. And
has resulted in?
Well, right now, I agree with where the results are. They're going to house the continuum of care at the county, get a full-time administrator, something we have not had before, and look at a staff to do it appropriately. And I think once those get in place, we'll see a shift. We'll see a shift.
Well, the reason I'm asking this is because a lot of people were voting for this, for D, though I think D really encompasses a whole lot more than just what you see there.
Mm-hmm.
And we can, because that's another question I have for you. But it also, when it says other public safety measures, I don't think people realize is that money could be siphoned off from this to provide a homeless solution. Do you think that's what part of this is?
You know, in all my discussions, and you read the paper as much as I do, that hasn't been part of the D&E. I haven't had that discussion with anyone. What
maybe it's because people don't have not seen that last part of what's written there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, for everyone that I talk to in the community and leaders are very focused on the police, the firefighters, that mental health, and the jail piece. So, and I know people are very worried and distrustful of the government. So,
well, that's the other part here, mm-hmm. is that, see, I'm from one that says you need to trust the people you elect. To me, E is superfluous. It means nothing because it has no teeth, has no power. It just says we want you to spend the money this way. And Leah Tate could say, okay, I understand that. And you spend the money that way, and then next year something comes up, and I'm not saying you would. I'm just saying anybody, candidate.
Right.
And they need to spend the money a different way. E doesn't mean anything. It's D that we're asking for money because we expect it to be spent a certain way. And is it 100% or just the majority of it?
Well, they have it, you know, broken down.
Right. But is it 100% of the $11 million? Goes into these things and these things only?
That's how it's written at this time.
Okay, and you support that?
I do. I'm 100% behind
it. And that's where you would spend the money?
Absolutely.
Okay, when we have more police, which we're trying to hire, right now we're spending the same amount, well, maybe almost $1 million more, on police that we were 8 years ago, and we've got 33 less policemen. Will this money be used to pay unfunded liabilities?
That is not the goal of this measure. That is not the goal.
I know that's. What does Leah Tate say about that?
Leah Tate says that Reading citizens will vote. Reading citizens will decide, and elected officials, well, I should say myself, if elected, will go with what
the people say.
Yes.
Not to be used for unfunded liabilities. Then.
No. No.
Okay. The reason I ask that is because this is one of the questions that keeps coming up, because we're facing that problem, and we'll get into that in the next segment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if we have more police and more sheriffs, we don't have any more jail space for a while.
For a little bit.
For a couple years.
Yeah. But we also have to train them. You know, you forget about – we can hire, and there's also kind of a lag with training.
Depending if
officers.
They're brand new, but we do a lot of
– Laterals.
Lateral moves,
you're
which
right.
is why our – the cost of our police is
a lot
higher.
Yeah, the age of our police officers are higher with those lateral moves. You're right.
Right. I guess the part is if we have more officers and we've got a 2-year lag before we can get more jail space, we're still going to have that problem of those hundreds of people that are being released every day. Do we see any solution there?
Well, just by hiring police officers and having them patrolling more, that has shown in several cities to discourage negative behaviors in our city. Having them drive through our neighborhoods, a lot of neighborhoods report that they never see a police officer. And back in the day, they'd drive through twice, you know,
uh-huh.
a day, things like that. So getting them on board is definitely a solution.
Well, this is what Chief Paletti says. He says that just having the presence out there stops things from happening.
And I agree with that.
Good. Okay. I think I can understand that. If somebody's thinking about breaking into a house and a cop car's coming down the street, you may want to go to another section of the town and maybe there's another cop car there.
Right. It could be, you know, discouraging.
I hope so, because we still don't have any place to lock them up. Okay. I'm with Leah Tate, who's running for Reading City Council, and we've talked about mental health.
Yes.
That, you know, because somebody's an expert in mental health, should not disqualify them.
I see it as an asset, I can see where...
It should not be disqualified just because you're an expert in something. I mean, if you're an expert in building, maybe, you know, does that mean you should be, you know, also disqualified? Okay, we've also talked about D and what Dr. Tatis said is that you would spend the money on D on the way it's written there.
Yes. I believe if the voters vote and it passes, that's our responsibility.
Okay. It's 8:30. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Budget Blinds. Hey, Budget Blinds, if you're looking for a window covering that's going to be perfect and it meets not only your decor, but your budget, your price that you want to pay, then you're not going to beat Budget Blinds in Jerry. Comes in, he's got all the examples, he's got all the samples, all this. He sits there and he talks to you and he lets you take a look at it. Absolutely fabulous. Budget Blinds. Give him a call at 226-9027. Or check out their website at budgetblinds.com. We'll be right back with Leah Tate, Dr. Leah Tate, candidate for Reading City Council.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
How would you like to win a weekend in Paris? Paris Las Vegas Resort, that is. Play our Weekend in Paris Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or a weekend getaway. One every week in September. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings every Thursday at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a trip to the Paris Resort in Las Vegas. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Experience everything you love about Paris right in the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. What could be more romantic than winning the jackpot and splurging on your loved one? One night is all it takes to realize everything is sexier in Paris. Cash and free slot play up for grabs too. Weekend in Paris. Swipe to win every Thursday at Wind River Resort and Casino. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, just bringing me out the dark.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Monday, the 26th of September. You know, we're losing September. End of this week, I'm gone. September's gone. Oh, I came. What happened to May? Bad Bob.
I mean, tell you.
Well, it was like May 1st. I haven't even been out on a patio boat, and now it's too late.
Yeah.
He may have one left out there. I don't know. He calls me. He goes, hey, we're putting them up for the winter. I'm going, no patio boat this summer.
I know. It's this year just, well, it's the last couple of years.
I don't know.
I think it's a matter of temporal perspective.
Yeah, it could be. Hey, it's 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, better-known business right off of Bathens Avenue. I can't say enough about them. Best place in the world to get a haircut, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. No, that's what it says on there.
I know. Every time I hear that, I like that.
I know. It's cool, isn't it, right? And you go in there, there's ladies that come in there, and they bring their kids and all that. I mean, the place is just absolutely crowded. I'm sitting in there, but I like the atmosphere. Everybody's happy. Everybody's, you know, and, I mean, as people, it is a cross-section of Reading. I mean, it's a cross-section of Reading.
That's what a barbershop should be,
and
though.
It should be.
Yep.
And, you know what? They've got the stupid, you know, the heads on the wall, and they've got one of a dinosaur eating a fish and all. I mean, it's really funny. And I said, where'd you guys get that? Oh, they came with the shop. It's a shop's been there for I don't know how long. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, discounts for seniors and veterans, which is right up the street from Classy Cafe, which is getting ready to have their 30th anniversary.
I have, in fact, gone to get a haircut and then went over and had some breakfast afterwards.
There you go. Yeah, down at Millie's. And this Friday they're having that huge German dinner. It's kind of their 30th anniversary there.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, here's what else is going on. You've got Paisano Days. You've got the Stillwater Powwow. You've got everything going on this weekend. I mean, this is just a crazy weekend.
People who say there's nothing to do in this town, obviously,
there's
aren't
too much to do.
There's
too much to do.
They need to be a candidate.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that.
And speaking of candidates, we're right here with Dr. Leah Tate, who is running for Reading City Council, who is a mental health professional, and she wants to bring expertise in mental health. It doesn't mean she is a – that's all she can talk about, though. So, and we've been talking about this. Okay.
Let's talk about other things.
Yeah, of course, like unfunded liabilities. You know, I tell you what, I've kept the article in the papers, front page, above the fold. Somebody was writing about the unfunded liabilities. You know, Gray Davis signed this law, and it has just put California in the hole. We here in this town owe anywhere from $217 million to $300 million, depending on who you listen to. We had a gentleman on the show the other day. This is what they do. They study this and how we got into this and where we're going. Dr. Tate, what is your position on these unfunded liabilities?
So I've done a lot of research, met with a lot of people. So where we actually, Reading is on a plan right now, and let me explain it to you. So right now, the cost is going up to approximately year 2020, and then it's in theory, supposed to level out, and then by 2040, done.
Be finished.
And that's, you know.
That's if, but that's if they make their 7.6%, which is kind of like, they haven't done. But we in our city here, because as we just pointed out, we're paying almost the same amount as we did, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit more, for our police today, and we've got 33 less.
Right. And cost of business is going up. And right. I feel very confident in saying that. You know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, the dollar isn't going as far when we're talking about hiring police officers, mm-hmm. hiring firefighters, or lateral moves or things like that. So it's going up.
It's not going to stop.
No. No, we live in California, too. So great state, awesome state. People are flocking here, and it's an expensive state.
People are flocking here, and other people are flocking out. Let's get the flock out of here.
So appropriate right here.
Okay. The point, though, is this, is we spend, I think, 72 cents out of every dollar here for health and retirement. If it goes up another 2 cents, which doesn't seem like a lot, but if it goes up to like 75 cents out of every dollar, and our tax revenue, from what I understand, from listening to experts in this, is staying, we're kind of like staying, mm-hmm. you know, we're kind of like straight-lined on this, not going down, but going up very slowly. The money's got to come from someplace.
Yes. And, you know, again, I know people, there's a distrust of where that money's coming from, where it's going to go. And I know this links back to Measure D&E as well. Mm-hmm. People are worried about it, but the elected officials are there to make the good decisions, to make the solid decisions. And I feel like we need to trust who we elect to make those decisions. And they're hard decisions sometimes.
Okay, so what would be a hard decision? You know, we give raises, even though the police are paying part of the cities right now. I think the police, as opposed to other unions which are not paying part of the cities, you know, into the CalPERS. Do we literally put a hold on all raises for the city?
It's a discussion that we can have. We absolutely can have that discussion. As an elected body, these are all the things that should come up in front of us. You know, what are the solutions, what are the options, and what are the suggestions? And I'm all about hearing suggestions. Having naysayers with no solutions is not helpful for anybody.
Okay. When we talk about one of the things you keep hearing is let's make that pizza bigger, let's make more money.
Yeah.
So how much can the city do to encourage business?
So from my perspective, our community is not safe, and I just think about it as basic survival. We need food, water, and shelter. I feel like our shelters are compromised, and our shelters are our homes and our business. They're compromised. We can't think about anything else because we're worried about people vandalizing our business, things like that. It's difficult to grow our business. You know, in my family business, we struggle with recruiting physicians. It's hard to sell our package right now for any business. And I know we struggle with recruitment. I know other companies are struggling with recruitment.
And this is because... And what you are contending is, hey, look, we've got a crime problem here. We've got people sleeping everywhere when you drive in. And I tell you what, the other day I thought, gosh, I don't see anybody. And to me, that was strange. You know, laying on the sides of the road. I don't mean on the road, but you know what I mean, sleeping. I didn't see anybody, which was really strange. And then because that wasn't normal. So your contention is, as long as we have crime like this, where you're seeing people, you know, being stabbed or assaulted or these things, and we've got people laying all over the place, we're not going to get business anyway.
Well, just think about it. Is it attractive? If you are a business owner shopping to plop down $20 or $30 million in a city, and you're touring around this city, is this the place you're going to do it? And I just don't feel like right now, yes, someone would say, yes, this is it for me. I think we need to make our community safer. It makes us more attractive economically.
So there's where your focus is.
Yes.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I love new business. I'd love all of our local businesses to grow. I'd love new business to come in. We have all kinds of startups. But the city can help by making it an attractive place to be.
What about when you move into the things like when people do have businesses here and they're trying to expand, the problems they're running into? And not in every case, but with the permitting and that whole permitting process.
It's frustrating. We have our new City of Reading, Dr. Voppel, Larry Voppel. Yeah. And the feedback I'm getting is he's doing a great job at making it more customer service oriented. And that's the type of attitude we need. That's the type of leadership we need to make that office more amenable for someone to walk in and get the permits and have the discussions. And
he's fighting from what I understand, he's fighting almost an institutionalized method that's been there for years, decades, that makes it hard for people. And I use this example with each one of the candidates. Somebody that's very well known in this town has deep pockets, which is the only reason they can continue to do this, has tried to get a permit since February for something that's going to help this community, put a lot of people to work, and he still doesn't have a permit, not even his first one yet. And, see, that to me means there's something wrong in there. And I've heard, and I've had Larry on. I was really encouraged by what he said with the being in the books, but it's still institutionalized in there.
And that's where leadership is powerful. And that individual, I'd say you got to start, I obviously talked to Dr. Voppel, but there's other, city council members are elected to represent you. So, you could always start there.
Yeah.
But
I know that they've helped out as part of the solar industry. I know they've done that. And which leads us to other questions after the break. I want to talk about, with REU, solar, and then now they're talking about proposed increases. But before we do that, let's go to the phones. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning. I can hardly choose which question I want to ask her. You've kind of moved away from some of the things you were talking
about. That's okay. You can circle back.
Well, there were two things. One, the permit process is a real concern for me. I have friends that are very good at a certain talent. They've been in business for years. But the rules are so fluid. I have one lady I go to when I'm in pain for a massage, but she can no longer stay in business without getting certain types of certificates, and now they're saying that for her to continue to do what she's doing, she has to take a class that costs $10,000. And so she's being forced to operate under the table, and there are people who are perfectly willing to go to her that way because she's good at what she does.
Hey, Cheryl, is that a state thing, though, or is that a city thing?
Well, it could be a state thing, but I'd like to know how Leah feels about it. And the other thing that, her working with the veterans, I've always been in a quandary as to what it is that makes it so difficult for veterans to get going, and I'm kind of curious as to how much it has to do with their difficulty when they believe that they didn't fight the war for a good purpose. I mean, to me, you need to look back and say it was worth it because we won. And when I hear all the talk, since she works with veterans, how much talk is there that they feel like they won? Do they feel like they did it for a good cause? And how does that affect their ability to get back into the swing of things?
Okay, I think I understand that. The first one is we're not sure where that permit comes from. It sounds a little bit like a state permit that if you're
could
going
be.
To practice this, that it's going to cost, you have to take this class, and it's $10,000. There's nothing the city can do about that. But it's an example of the state imposing itself with these extremely rigorous and maybe even unfair types of regulations.
Well, I'd like our local people to sort of fight back for us on that type of thing.
The second one, I think, is what you're saying is, because she works with the veterans with post-traumatic stress and other cases, is how much of this is, once they're in there into the system, which sometimes is a problem, is brought on by the fact that they feel like they've given it all, they're all in a cause, and yet the country just doesn't, you know, does not give as much. The political system doesn't give as much as they've given. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think, you know, all this talk about we never should have gone into Iran or Iraq or wherever, and they died for nothing. I hear them saying, you know, they're suffering for nothing because we didn't win. How does that impact them, that kind of thinking and that kind of talk? Don't they need to feel like they won?
I see what you got. Okay, thanks a lot, Cheryl.
Thanks.
Hey, we're going to. You want to hit that one real quick?
Sure. I can't hit it too hard because I can't mix the politics with the VA. But we are seeing an increase in specific diagnoses at the VA with our recent conflicts, and that would be traumatic brain injury, PTSD, substance abuse, things like that. And the VA has done a huge hiring to address our huge numbers because of our recent conflicts. We have more people surviving wounds that they would not have survived in decades past.
In a decade past. I mean, and I think what she's saying is how much of this is from, and you can't really get into this one, I understand, because you're in the business itself, is, hey, you know what, if we're not into win, you know, I've given everything, I'm here with parts of my body gone, and this is, you know, for what? For what? You know, we gave it back, and now we're having the same problems. I mean, I understand what they're saying. I mean, we won the war, frankly, in Iraq. We beat Al-Qaeda down. We took parade rest. We won.
But we suffered losses.
We suffered losses. And then when we pulled out all those troops, we just gave it back to them. All right. We'll be right back with Dr. Leah Tate, candidate for Reading City Council. And we could also solve all the world problems today. And we're going to be talking about, businesses and what her plans, what her first 6 months would look like if she gets elected.
I'm Barry Tippin, Director of Reading Electric Utilities. On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU first at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. Small town girl. We got her right here. Dr. Leah Tate, small town girl.
I like that.
It is. A small town girl went out, became a, got her doctorate in psychology, came back home, working in a family business, working at the VA, too. 65 degrees right now, going up to 102 today. So be careful out there. Don't leave anything in your cars that freeze. Or probably you don't want to leave your avocados in the car either.
Don't be leaving your expensive chocolate.
Yeah, no chocolate. It's nothing. Don't leave anything in there. Watch your eggs explode. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Mighty Fine Foods is bringing you this segment of the show. It is locally owned by Kyle and Ed DeFore, father-son. Ed is the father. Kyle is the son. Kyle also does our football. He has a great sports show on Tuesday nights. I mean, this guy is encyclopedic.
He's quite the journeyman broadcaster.
Oh, my gosh. My goodness. Man. You know what, Kyle? I know you're listening, so, man, what a great job you've been doing. Anyway, over 1,000 drinks there, including over 300 different kinds of beer. Different kinds of beer at Mighty Fine Foods.
I didn't know that.
Oh, you can make Randy a happy man. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake, Mighty Fine Foods, at the corner of 299 and Deschutes. Okay, our guest is Dr. Leah Tate. 6 months, your first 6 months, if you get elected,
yep.
What are you focusing on?
I would love to get this sobering center off the ground. For me, it would decrease the amount of time police are involved with booking and paperwork for someone who's drunk in public.
And if hours.
Yes. So we can get them back on the street. Other cities have this option. And for us, it's jail or the emergency room, and both are paperwork heavy. Let's say it that way. It would be great to get that off the ground so we can get our police just drop off, back on the street.
And again, this is voluntary from the person that they pick up. Mm-hmm. But it's, I think that they will, hey, we're not going to arrest you. Here's your choice. I'm either going to arrest you, or I'm going to drop you off here, where you're going to be able to sleep it off, get a shower, blah, blah, blah.
Yep. And if you want treatment, there's available there. If you don't, you can walk home.
I wouldn't even say that. I would just say, I can arrest you. I can take you to the place, or get a shower. Yeah. Oh, and some food. Oh, I'm going to go there. And then they can work them after that. I think we need a sobering center.
Yes.
I would. And what about a day center?
You know what? I'm open to that discussion. I'm a mental health professional. Day centers work in medium and large cities. I've seen it for myself. So,
but maybe not in a small city?
No. I'm open to that.
Oh, you're open to that. Okay.
I'm absolutely open to the discussion. You know, if elected, I'm one of five. And you know, I need the support.
Takes three.
Yes, it does.
Takes three.
Yep.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Linda, good morning. Do you have a question for Dr. Tate?
Yes, I do. My question is, Dr. Tate, with your expertise in the mental health profession, I'm just curious as to why you wouldn't have directed your campaign towards running for supervisor rather than for a city council seat. My understanding is that in the past, the counties have been the pass-through for mental health funding from the state. So it seems like that there would be maybe more direct access and usage of your expertise at that level rather than the city level. That's just my question.
Okay, Linda, thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Tate.
Thanks for the question, Linda. I mentioned it earlier in the show. Twofold. One is that I love my job with the veterans. I do not intend on leaving that and the county supervisor. That is a full-time position. And the other part is, you are absolutely right, the county does hold with Health and Human Services a bulk of the mental health funding. However, I don't see this as a territory issue. I feel like someone at the city needs some mental health expertise. If Measures D and E pass, we will be doing some tax sharing, $1 million from the city, $1 million from the county, and I think it would behoove the city to have someone with that background.
And as we point out for all of our candidates, even though that they may have one subject, it doesn't mean that they're not
versatile
and everything else. And that's from Gary Catt all the way through.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
This one question, what if it doesn't pass? What if D doesn't pass? Has anybody ever, I've asked this to everybody, and frankly, I get this, you know, nobody knows. You know, Gary Catt, who, you know, is not for it, has said, we've already cut to the bone.
Yes.
So what happens if it doesn't pass?
I hate to think of it, because I'm on record as saying voting no is the status quo. But if this doesn't pass, it's going to get worse. And we have, if you look at the budgets and you look at where we've cut, we have cut to the bone. And we'll have to go back to that budget and look again. So for me, it is so necessary and so vital for our community to pass this together.
Okay. Hey, have you ever done any, I know we've done a couple studies on it, but have you thought about privatization?
It's come up a few times.
Would you be willing to look at that?
I'm always willing to look at something presented to me that, I'll always look at something.
How about rent-a-cops to keep the trails safe?
The trails and the pools?
Yeah, why not? It would save us a lot of money.
I'm absolutely open to looking at these things. When I hear about the park incident with the pool, unacceptable.
You know what? It makes you want to throw up in your mouth.
Unacceptable.
Something like that. I mean, it's just that right there is the epitome of what's wrong right now. Thugs and derelicts in that park that harass kids no matter who it is, but from another city who now is making a big point of, you know, saying, hey,
and
we're not coming back here.
And good for them. Good for them to stand up for their children and
their
teams.
And you're absolutely right, because maybe then that will give the impetus of saying we need to do something about it. We need to clean this up.
Yeah.
Would you support suspension of all civil liberties to clean it up? Okay, I'm just kidding. I'm looking at you.
I'm like, Carl, come on now.
Okay,
Have some coffee.
I've had too much coffee. That's the problem. Dr. Leah Tate. Okay, last thoughts here?
If I could, it'd be nice if I could just differentiate my candidacy different from the others, if that's okay.
Sure, cool.
So as far as looking at your ballot, it'd be, you know, I see myself as the only candidate who's actually from here. and raised here. Many people talk about what happened in Reading historically, and for me, it's not a history lesson. I lived it. I was here when we started having problems with gangs. I was at school when we had a stabbing at school. So for me, my perspective is sometimes different because my heart is here, and I'm committed to this area, and my family's here, and we've always been here, you know, in our hearts.
You've always been a part of our community.
Yes. So, thank you,
Dr. Leah Tate, who is here and running for Reading City Council. There's a lot of things, and this is not an easy one this time. You know, every time you say it's an important election, well, it obviously is an important election because we have got to do something about this. We cannot go with status quo.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Hey, tomorrow, Haven Humane's here because they're getting ready to have Bark, Wine, and Brew, something else that's happening this weekend. So, anyway. Everybody, have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
From townhall.com, I'm Rich Thomason. Sound of gunfire pierced the air this morning in one Houston neighborhood. Police Chief Martha Montalvo says 9 people were wounded before police showed up and shot it out with the gunman.
The individual was firing actively at the officers, at which time the officers engaged the individual. Suspect was pronounced dead soon after.
Some witnesses say the gunman was firing at passing cars. Jennifer Melita says she got a call from her husband shortly after he left the house for work.
He's screaming on the phone and crying, "I'm hit, Jen, I'm hit. I lost it."
Police say the man was an attorney who apparently had some issues with his law firm. Houston's mayor says the man may have been fired. With the various polls pointing to a very close race, the presidential candidates participate in their first one-on-one debate tonight.
The presidential race has tightened considerably in recent weeks, and interest is high.